alrighty, hold on. 26. Just first of all, excitement about being here, and you know, right now, running with the ones, a chance to start something that you know, you wanted to do in Seattle, but now you can do here.
Right. I mean, right now it's basically, you know, it's mini camp. Guys are just learning. I think, you know, the real competition is going to start when training camp comes around. But obviously, when you're out here and you put the jersey and the helmet on, it's always, you know, a competition. In this league, you know, basically everybody always fighting for a job unless you're, you know, a big-time Pro Bowler, which obviously everybody knows it's your job to keep. But, you know, I know a lot of the question marks are on me. And, you know, right now me and Nate have a little rotation, and we're fighting for that one spot at the middle linebacker position. And right now it's just the learning process of minicamp and just getting ready for to be firing on all cylinders for camp.
I mean, that's what you get in this business for, isn't it? To be
oh, absolutely. I think it's very healthy for, you know, not only the NFL, for your organization, but just as a competitor. If you're a competitor, basically what you want to do is you want, you know, to fight for a spot. You don't want anything handed to you. You want to earn it yourself, because basically, you know, when you do that, it's that self-gratification, and you know, you worked so hard to get where you're at, and you know, it's just an accomplishment.
What are the special teams you were able to do to stand out so much in Seattle with that? Is that something you envision doing here as well?
Right. You know, obviously, since I've been playing special teams for the last couple of years, I'm big for if you're lacking some talent in the special teams area, throw a starter in there for, you know, one or two, whatever it takes, because especially in the playoffs, special teams is so huge, that hidden yardage, and a lot of people take it for granted, especially, you know, people just watching the game. You know, they really don't understand it and see how important, you know, field position really is. So if that's what it takes, you know, we're here to win ball games, and if it takes a starter to be on special teams, myself, someone else, that's what's got to take.
Nico, teams look for their middle linebacker to bring a lot of intangibles and leadership. How do you become a leader on this team at that position in a relatively short period of time?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of tough, because when you come into a new organization, you kind of want to meet people and kind of get the feel and let them get a feel for you, what type of person you are. And, you know, that's why these mini camps are so crucial, and you get to start to know guys, what kind of players they are, and, you know, as you start to get more comfortable out there, you know, if you're a natural leader, it really starts to come out naturally. And, you know, once you really start hitting another jersey or a guy with a different color helmet, then you really see, you know, when the real leaders step up, especially when adverse times, you know, when things are going the wrong way, who's going to really step up and say, hey, you know, follow me, or let's get this thing going and let's move on the right page.
What are your best memories of training camp's past?
Training camp?
Yeah.
Well, you know, training camp obviously is the toughest part for us as professional athletes, but, you know, that's where, you know, most guys get the bond with their teammates the most. You know, you're with each other all day long, all night, meetings, coaches, and, you know, that's where I think that team unity can really come together. And, you know, when you have that, and by the time preseason game comes and they finish and you get into game one, that's when you can really get a feel for how your team has developed together.
Has DJ talked to you much, because he played the middle last year? Have you picked DJ's brain at all about this, the players and the system?
You know, not really. You know, there's a new coordinator. We have a new linebacker coach. So not only am I learning, they're learning too, because it's kind of a new system, and they're throwing in the main foundation of the defense. So we're all kind of just learning. And what they did last year, I think, you know, what I feel for is everyone just kind of wants to forget about that. Start from scratch. You know, you got new guys in here. Everyone's got a new attitude. And basically, you know, Coach Slowick's doing a hell of a job putting in a good defensive scheme, and we're just all learning, trying to get on the same page. You know, terminology is probably the biggest thing right now for everybody, and we're all just trying to just play together as one. Right. No, like I told them, I think it's healthy for not only the team, but, you know, for us as players. You know, I think when you get two or three guys competing for one spot, I think you're going to get the best possible athlete and the best person for that job. So like I was telling them, I think it's very good for not only the organization, but for the NFL.
How do you think the offense
is playing? Good. You know, we're all learning right now. We're all trying to fly around, make plays. But obviously, as a Mike linebacker, you know, you got to run that defense, make sure everyone gets lined up. And, you know, that's the most important thing. Make sure everyone's on the same page, and get a lot of the thinking part out of it, and just playing with their natural talent.
Thanks,
no problem, guys.
Have a good one.